Good morning, my friends. This is Reverend Jill Carey from Unity of Wimberley, Texas. I'm so glad to be with you this morning and glad you could join us. I hope your day is blessed. I hope you're well and healthy. I hope your mind, body, and spirit are keeping up with what's going on in the world. I'd like to start out today reading something that I found online. It's called The COVID Poem, which we didn't even know there was such a thing to read about last year. When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, a boring Tuesday, life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, we hope to be, and we may stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. And this is by Laura Kelly Finucci. So I wanted to share that with you because I have been talking with a lot of people and we all seem to be experiencing the same thing, which is having feelings and a sense of uncertainty that we've not experienced before. I was talking with a friend this week and she was telling me about how with all the big things that are going on, there was one little thing that tipped her over the edge and she just started crying and had to cry for a long time. And I understand that. I've talked to several of you who it's exactly what happens. It may not be the whole overarching experience that makes us emotional or makes us lose our equilibrium, but it's one little thing that happens and suddenly we're weeping or we're raging or we're adrift. And so today's talk is about mind, body, and spirit. And I'd like to address some of the things that we've all been talking about and that we've been talking about on Sundays about the way we're feeling during this very strange time of some isolation and not going about life the way we're used to going about life. I can tell you that I've been experiencing this where I'm not really sure what I feel, or I wake up with a sense of anxiety and I'm not really sure what the anxiety is about. I can tell you that strange things have happened where I haven't been totally in my body. And so I did clumsy things, more clumsy things than I've done before. My friend that I was talking to also had this experience of walking in a same place that she walks in all the time, and she ended up spraining her ankle. And the other day, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, I was going upstairs and walking around, and we have a couple of gates up to keep the dogs from getting to certain parts of the house. So the high gate that we have, I step over it all the time because I'm tall and it's easy to go over. But I tripped on the short gate. My toe just grabbed onto the edge of that gate and I went flying over and scraped up my left shin, actually bone bruised my left shin so badly that I still have swelling around my ankle and lovely bruises from 2 weeks ago. And this was just out of the blue. But it reminded me that I wasn't fully in my body when I was doing what I was doing. And I lost my balance and there I went. So you may have experienced some of the same things too. Maybe cut yourself in the kitchen or any number of things that would not normally happen, but because we're out of balance with the way we've done things in the past. We're doing strange things now. I will tell you that I did want to cheer myself up today. And most of you have been seeing me the last couple of months from here up. So I just wanted to let you know that, yes, I am still wearing fun shoes. So here are my orange, very, very orange, traffic cone orange shoes that I'm wearing today, just for you and for me. Anyway, mind, body, and spirit. I read an article this week and I found it very reassuring because it reminded me, it reminds us that we have no reason to feel guilty about our petty grievances when there are such major disruptions going on in the world where there's death and disease and suffering and lack for so many people. But our grievances, no matter how petty they may seem to us, deserve to be acknowledged. I wrote about this in our newsletter this week, so you'll see that information as well. So we may think that this little thing that we miss, this little thing that we used to do that we can't do anymore, a birthday or a holiday that we would normally celebrate with friends and family, we didn't get to do that. And so it's upsetting to us. And then we think, oh, well, I shouldn't feel that way because there's so much else going on. Stop doing that. It's okay to let yourself acknowledge what is disappointing for you, what is missing for you, those small things that we might have taken for granted that are no longer available right now. So this article suggested that we practice the ABCs. The first thing that we do is acknowledge what it is we're upset about, and then to be with it. So acknowledge and then be with it. And being with it is not the same as losing yourself in it. Being with it means, yes, this is a real feeling that I'm having. I'm disappointed. I'm upset. I'm tearful. I'm angry. Be with whatever it is that you're experiencing that you've just acknowledged. Because if you do those two things, then you can move to step C of ABC, which is compassion. And to have compassion for yourself for whatever it is you're going through right now. And that is a benefit to us because if we don't acknowledge those things, if we don't have a chance to be with them, if we don't have a chance to practice compassion, if we don't allow ourselves that, then we are not acknowledging the wholeness of ourselves. We are still human beings. And our spiritual practice does not guarantee us that we're never going to feel upset or disappointed about something. So don't let the context of these times deny you the opportunity to acknowledge the things that bother you. Acknowledge it, be with it, and then have compassion for yourself. Those actions then bring you back to the center of yourself. Many of those things that we're missing have to do with our bodies, our daily routines. Not having a regular schedule for some people is very disruptive. Having too much time on our hands is uncomfortable. Not being able to see people that we would like to see. Not being able to feel free or safe to get in our cars and drive someplace and enjoy ourselves in the company of others. And especially for our church, for our spiritual community. Spiritual communities are meant for us to come together and be with each other. And we're not able to do that right now. So the thing that we've been talking about so much is what are we going to do in order to live with this? And I'm sorry, my phone is ringing and it's also ringing on my computer, which I did not silence. Please pardon that interruption. Let's see if I can make you quit. There. So So it's important that we look at those things that we don't have, that we can't do, that are missing for us. Because that too, my friends, is part of our spiritual life. It's for us to acknowledge that human experience and to use our spiritual practices, our spiritual knowledge, in order to move through and with our human experiences and find a new way to live with them. So that is that's part of our body, that's part of our mind, that's part of our spirit right there. Now, I know that in very practical sense, it's important for us to take care of our bodies right now by not overindulging in things that will eventually be difficult for our bodies to process. It's important for us to exercise, and boy, I have not done nearly as much of that as I would like to. And especially in these last couple of weeks, I haven't been able to walk on this leg for a very long distance without a lot of swelling happening. So eating and drinking well and with moderation is important. Getting some exercise and fresh air is important. Stretching. Many of you are doing yoga at home, which is wonderful. But anything that we can do to be in touch with our bodies and to make sure that we are not stuck in our heads and out of our bodies, which is when the accidents happen. So it's important to take care of our bodies, to get plenty of sleep. Some of us are finding that we need more sleep because the emotional fatigue has also made our bodies tired. It's important that we address the needs of our minds to be stimulated, to learn something new, to maybe teach ourselves something that makes our brains work in a different way. I will remind you that coloring, like in a coloring book, is a meditative exercise that's good for body, it's good for your mind, it's good for your spirit. I have a new little craft project I'm about to start. It's not the usual kind of craft that I would normally do. It's going to require patience, and it's going to require concentration, and I'm really looking forward to it. So body and mind and spirit. So in our spirit, we're finding that we're in a situation every day that sometimes we have found ourselves in the past reaching during a time of emergency or crisis. When suddenly God is more important to us, and reaching out to God is more important to us because we need to know that there's a higher power that we can trust, that we can be comforted by, that we can lean on. But now we find ourselves maybe doing that more every single day than we've ever done before, because we have the solitude, we have the quiet, we have the time with ourselves as we face ourselves, as we look at ourselves in the virtual and the spiritual mirror, we find ourselves in places we may not want to be. And so it's important for us always to return to our source, to return to the one spirit, the one being, the oneness of us all, God of the universe. That is our final and always answer. And so on the days when you're out of sorts, on the days when your body has not been friendly to you because you've not been friendly to it, on the days when your mind is running faster than your thoughts can even be processed, it's important for us to slow down, to redirect ourselves, to find something that shifts the rhythm of our life. These are things that we might not normally talk about on a Sunday. We would be communing with each other in a different way. But now it's more important than ever that our spiritual practice at home as modern mystics our spiritual practice at home has to incorporate everything, mind, body, and spirit. We can't just run, literally run until we don't feel anything anymore. We can't just pray. Prayer has to become a part of our living, breathing, moving, activity-oriented selves. We can't just lose ourselves in a mental activity, because then we're neglecting the body and neglecting the spirit. All three of these things have to be in balance, all three of them, mind, body, and spirit. And I will say that over and over again. So remember that if you're having those feelings, and those feelings will affect how your body feels, it will affect how you breathe. Remember to ABC, acknowledge, be with, and then have compassion. It's so important for us right now. Next week when we meet with each other on Sunday, as we do, I'll be talking with you about how the mystics of the past dealt with crises during their time, how they turned to God and how they considered God and how they defined God as a living thing in our lives every day. And I think you'll discover next week when we talk about these mystics of the past, that it will be right in line with the mystics of today. It will be right in line with what we practice here in our New Thought community, putting God first, remembering that God is everywhere and in everything, that our final and always solution is God. Before we move into our meditation today, I have another prayer I'd like to read with you. And I think this is so, I have a couple of things, but I think I'll just share one with you today. It's called A Prayer for Our Uncertain Times, and it was submitted by Father Michael Graham, who is a Jesuit priest. A Prayer for Our Uncertain Times. May we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health and making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when their schools close remember those who have no options. May we who have to cancel our trips remember those who have no safe place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the tumult of the economic market remember those who have no margin at all. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. As fear grips our country, let us choose love. And during this time, when we may not be able to physically wrap our arms around each other, let us yet find ways to be the loving embrace of God to our neighbors. Amen. And so, beloved, when you go out, when you do go out, make eye contact with those eyes that are above the masks. I noticed yesterday when I went out to get some essential items that people were very polite, for the most part, very considerate of each other's space, very considerate for letting one pass before moving into the space that the other one had just occupied. So there is kindness and goodness in the world. Remember to give to those places, if you can, that need our help. Remember to give to your spiritual community as we continue to try to bring you the ways that we connect with each other, to bring you a message in music every Sunday. Remember that in so giving, so you receive. And so our lives are built around abundance. And it's very important for us to remember this. It's very important for us to find ways to expand ourselves, to remember those who have less, are less comfortable, who are struggling, to remember those who put their lives on the line every single day. We have to remember this. We must remember this. Because in doing so, we open our hearts to the pain and the beauty of the world, the pain and the beauty of life. And my beloved, we have to talk about these things. Our pain is real. We have to remember that reaching out to each other gives us an opportunity to connect and to find out that we are not alone in the way that we feel. We're not alone in this time that we're going through together that's so unusual and different for all of us. We're going to look at the old teachings during old difficult times and apply them to our modern day. So as we begin our meditation today, I would invite you to find a comfortable way to sit, a comfortable place to breathe so that you have room for the breath to be able to travel all the way down into your belly. I'd invite you to use a mudra or to put your hands into a prayer position so that your body is engaged, your mind is engaged, your spirit is engaged. Listen. Do not be afraid, beloved, to open your heart with compassion to those who suffer. Do not be afraid to open your heart with compassion to your own suffering, to that which has been lost. Do not be afraid to open your heart to hope for that which awaits us and is now unseen to us. Do not be afraid to embrace those who are near and dear to you, and those with whom you cannot share physical space. Embrace anyway. Our hearts know how to do this. Our hearts are created to do this. If you will, for a moment, remember that one usually ordinary thing this week that upset you more than it usually would. Acknowledge that it happened. Be with the feeling that it created in you. And then, beloved, have compassion for yourself. Breathe. Beloved, remember that the life that you see in the natural world around us continues to go on. And so do we. baby wrens that inhabited the bag hanging on my fence left their nest this week so that they might learn to fly. And we had the privilege of listening to the conversation between parents and babies as the young ones began their new adventure. Let this bring you hope. For surely as natural life continues and evolves around us, so do we. Reach down into your heart. Where the spirit of adventure and courage and willingness lives. And know that you are a pilgrim on a journey, the likes of which we have not seen in our lifetime. And we together shall see what is on the other side. As your mind becomes more and more still, as your breath is deeper and more renewing to your body, as your spirit remembers the universal and timeless truth of our Creator, know that all is well. All is well. And all will be well. And breathe. And know that as you do so, your companions are doing so as well. We share the breath of God even at a distance. And now for these truths that have once again emerged and assimilated in our body, mind, and spirit. Even as that happens, give thanks. For in the end, gratitude is our gateway to all good things. And yes, we can have our grievances and our gratitude share the same plate. For spirit transmutes everything for the good. And breathe, and in your heart of hearts, say, thank you, God. And so it is. And will you reach out your hands now? Literally and figuratively, let us join together. I do miss you so. I love you with all my heart. And I count the days until we're together again. Till then, I hold you right here. Amen.